It started with a light.
Clint stirred restlessly on the psychiatrist's couch, the memories churning in his mind.
It was so bright, almost blinding, the light, and then the noise. But it wasn't a noise. It was like a silence that drowned out everything else. Got an apartment on the corner of 2nd and 91st, see? And when the noise round there stops, you know something's wrong. You feel it, even at 2 in the morning.
So you knew the time? Clint blinked, startled by the sound of a voice not his own. How long had he been talking now? He scratched at the gray stubble that speckled the black skin of his jaw. A small, hunched figure, his worn clothes contrasted sharply with the pristine leather of the couch that squeaked as he moved.
Yeah, I guess, but that's not important. Because then I was flying, lifted through the ceiling of my apartment. God knows how. I turned to see if I could see the city below, but I couldn't. The light was too strong, but I could tell when I arrived.
Arrived where?
No idea. I just felt this cold metal on my back, like a table or something. And then I could hear again, but as if I had stuff in my ears. Maybe I did. Is that significant?
Maybe. The interviewer scribbled something on a piece of paper.
There were voices, high-pitched, like monkeys, and I could see people bending over me through the light. Tall and thin, and their eyes, huge. Then the pain started. I could feel these things poking me all over. Needles in my arms and face. I was screaming they were so hot. And they didn't stop. And I couldn't move. And I just kept on screaming for it.